5. Mark chapter 5. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Amen. She's singing that song, and I almost wanted to change the title of this message. That's what your mercy did for me. Just go ahead and plan on singing that for invitation. Mark chapter 5, when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Very familiar scripture to anybody that's been in church for a while. Look at verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and there were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told in the city and in the country, and they that went out to see what it was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And he was come to the ship. He that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and have had compassion on thee. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the songs. Thank you, God, that we can feel your presence today, God. Thank you, God, for the Sunday school hour, Lord. Thank you for each one that's come this way today, God. And I pray, Lord, your blessings upon those that are sick that can't be here. Maybe they're watching on YouTube or Facebook, God. Touch them, Lord. If there's one that's not saved in this building today, God, help them realize, God, how much your mercy has done for them. Lord, if there's a Christian today, Lord, and they're not where they need to be, God, help them to realize how much your mercy means, God. Have your way right now, Lord. You move in this service. And God, move me out of the way, and whatever's done, let Jesus get all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while on what Jesus did for the demon-possessed man. This is not going to be no new revelation this morning. This is not going to be anything new. I just want to, sometimes we just need to be reiterated how good God's been to us. Amen. I want you to notice the first thing about this passage of Scripture. The Bible says in verse 1, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. I thank God that Jesus came for that man. Understand something, that he's coming to a region where there's a graveyard, Greg. He's coming to a region, there's not a lot of houses there. Jesus came for one purpose and one purpose only. He came for this man. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 4, verse 37 through 41, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Understand something. This is the chapter right before he gets to this man. Jesus is coming through a storm just to get to this man. Jesus came through a storm just to get to you today. Amen. Jesus loves us, and I was thinking about it this morning as I woke up. We're getting into the Christmas season. You got to understand something. Oh, we come in and we see the babe laying in a manger, and thank God for all of our Christmas decorations. They're beautiful. Everybody's been bragging on it, and I praise the Lord for it. We come in and we see the baby in a manger, but you got to understand something. Right before that, he was walking streets of gold. Before that, even then, he was still in charge of everything, amen. Even as a babe in a manger. But you got to realize what he gave up just to come to you. Amen. He laid aside his divinity. He laid aside his godliness. He took on a robe of flesh. Yes, he was still God in the flesh, but you got to understand something. What he gave up just to come to you. Amen. And what made you so precious? That Jesus thought enough of you to come down and take on this body of flesh, to come down and robe himself in human flesh with all the temptations and all the dirtiness that he was going to have to encounter on this earth. Let me tell you something. He's sitting on a throne up in heaven, and he looks down, and he looks into eons of time, and he sees each and every one of us here. And he said, I love them so much that I'm going to lay aside this. I'm going to put on flesh. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to show them that it can be done, and I'm going to die on a cross just for them. He came. Mike sings that song, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Amen. He died for you. He died for you. Jesus came to this man. He walked on the water just to get to people. He went through the fire just to get to people. He went into a den of lions just to get to people. He went to the cross just to get to people. Amen. Like you and like me. I can understand the Lord coming for Billy Graham. I can understand the Lord coming for somebody like Carlisle Hannah that gave their life in India for 70 years. I can understand the Lord coming for good, godly people like that. But see, most of us in here, that ain't how you were when he found you. Think about where you were when he found you. Understand that he came to this man. He came to this man while this man was still at the graveyard. He came to this man while this man was still running around Jackie with no clothes on, cutting himself and wailing and crying. He came to this man after the church had given up on him. The Bible said he'd been often bound with fetters and chains. In other words, somebody tried to tame him and nobody could tame him. And he came to him anyway. Glory to God. And he loved him anyway. Jesus came to this man. Jesus also communicated with this man. Verse 8, for he had said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Jesus talked with this man while this man was still demon-possessed. A lot of people say, well, he was talking to the demons. Yeah, but guess where the demons were? Aren't you glad you got a God that will communicate with you? Aren't you glad you got a God that says you can come open and you can come boldly to the throne of grace? Aren't you glad you got a God that when he died on the cross, the Bible says that the veil was rent from top to bottom, glory to God. We have open access, glory to God. I'm glad I ain't Catholic. I ain't got to get in a closet and talk to a man with a dress on. I'm glad I ain't worshiping Buddha or any kind of other religion. I'm glad I'm worshiping Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus communicated with him. I don't find that in all these other religions. You only find that in Christianity, where our God loved us so much that he came to us and communicated with us. When's the last time you actually had Jesus communicate with you? Amen. I got to thinking about this thing as I was studying. And I got to thinking about Zacchaeus. The Bible talks about Zacchaeus was chief among the publicans. And the Bible says that Jesus stopped and talked to him.
That's good.
Don't raise your hands, but how many of us in here was drunks when he got a hold to us? How many of us was eat up with sin when he got a hold to us? And do you realize he stopped and communicated with you while you were still in your sin. Praise God. I'm telling you, somebody ought to get a hold of that in a minute. Because you ain't always been what you are right now. You ain't always come to church all dressed up. Hey, I'll be honest with you. If we went back in time a little bit, most of us on Sunday morning couldn't even get out of the bed, amen. Most of us on Sunday morning couldn't have told you what we did on Saturday night. But Jesus loved us enough that when I called out on him, he said, he stopped and he listened to what I had to say and communicated with me, amen. Jesus talked to this man. He talked to this man. Jesus will talk to you this morning if you'll let him. We got people in this church right now. We got people sitting under the sound of my voice right now. You know without a doubt. Amen. Lord's already impressed on you to come down to this altar and you haven't moved yet. Amen. Folks, if you want him to communicate with him, all you got to do is communicate with him. Yes, amen. Not only did Jesus come to him, not only did he communicate with him, Jesus cast out the devils. This is real simple stuff. Jesus took care of the evil, Melvin, that was on the inside. Amen. How many of y'all remember when you went down to that altar for the first time and you cried out to Jesus and you asked the Lord to save you? You asked God to forgive you of your sin. And Jesus, it's almost like Jesus reached down, Tommy Brooks, took all that sin that was bound in our lives, took all that sin, every sin we had ever done, every sin we'd ever thought about, every sin that we had dirtied up our bodies with. Jesus reached down, took them all off of you and placed it all on himself, glory to God. He took care of the evil that was on the inside. Glory to God. Thank God for the day we got saved. Hey, we ain't been perfect. We can't be perfect. But glory to God, we can be forgiven. Think about that. This man was bound by Satan. Just like some of us. Oh, preacher, I ain't never been bound by Satan. Let me tell you something. Before you got saved, the Bible says you can't serve two masters. One old church member put it like this. He said, when I was lost, I didn't hypocrite on the devil. Glory to God. And when I got saved, I ain't going to hypocrite on God. Amen. When we were lost, we served the devil. When we were lost, we were full-blown headed that way. Amen. When we were lost, we didn't. Let's go ahead and be honest with it. Amen. Most of us wasn't ashamed of our sin. Most of us wore our sin as a badge of proudness. But glory to God, thank God when he saved me. Thank God when he come into my life and forgive me and cast out all the evil. Praise God, I can say I'm saved. I can say I'm serving Jesus. I can say he's the one that did it, not me. This man was bound by Satan. He was bound by men. He was driven by Satan. Jesus took all that, my God. Jesus took all that out of him, brought Donald Boone in one sitting. I done told you I'm glad I ain't Catholic. And I ain't trying to pick on no other denominations, but I'm glad when I came down to an altar, I got all I needed in one shot. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm telling you right now, it didn't take me 15 times going back. I'm telling you, Jesus took care of 1,000 demons in one time, in one word with this man right here. Glory to God. Somebody ought to shout right there because you got all you needed when Jesus got a hold to you. Jesus cast out the demons. Don't you notice something else? Jesus also clothed him. And the big question is, Skip, where did he get the clothes from? That's one of them deep theological questions that, you know, we won't ever answer. I just kind of believe that Jesus already knew. Now you kind of play along with me. Let your mind go with me on this. And they get in the boat. They come across. They go through this storm, and they come to the coast of the Gadareans there. And Jesus has got his disciples. Jesus stands up. He wakes up out of his sleeping. Jesus stands up, and somebody says, "What's that right there?" Jesus said, "Don't you worry about what that is. You just bring it with you." Yeah. And it's a bag of clothes. Why we got a bag of clothes going to a graveyard? Because there's somebody down there I'm getting ready to encounter, and I'm going to change him forever, glory to God. I'm telling you right now, Jesus clothed this man. And you got to understand, so, hey, I thank God that when we got on an altar, he took off the old man and put on the new man, glory to God. I'm glad he clothed me with it. There's an old song. Some of y'all going to remember. I know Brother Benny's going to remember this. Two coats were before me, an old and a new, and I could have either. So what would I do? Praise God, I'm glad that Jesus took off the old and put on the new. Amen. Jesus clothed this man. I'm glad he wasn't. The world had tried to clothe him, but that didn't work. I understand something. You and I have tried everything. Most of us in here before we got saved, we tried everything. We tried all the worldly stuff. We tried all the drinking. We tried all the sex. We tried all that other kind of nonsense. That did not work. But glory to God, when Jesus got a hold to us and clothed us in his righteousness, hey, that's when a change was made. Somebody needs this change today. Somebody needs this change today. I'm telling you right now, if you're here today, you can be clothed in his righteousness. You don't have to leave like you came. I want you to notice a couple other things. Jesus calmed him. Look what verse 15 says. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Before Jesus, full of the devil, running around naked, no clothes on, cutting himself, weeping and wailing and carrying on. And how many of y'all remember? I remember talking to Brother Scoopy Miller and he talking about before he got saved. He said he went to church. He said he went to several services and it seemed like the preacher preached on the same message. Brother Scoopy told me this. He said, "Preacher, I remember sitting in my bed in the middle of the night with a light on because I was scared to go to sleep because I didn't want to die and go to hell. I remember laying in my bed at night before I got saved thinking, man, I hope I don't die tonight. I know if I die tonight, I know I'm not going to go to heaven, but getting up the next morning and being so stupid, Melvin, going back and doing the same mess again." But glory to God, that all changed when I got saved. Amen. He calmed me. Praise the Lord, I'm not worried about eternity now. I know that I know that I know that if something happens to me, you just go ahead and tell them, that preacher's going to heaven, glory to God. Hey, he's preaching, you perfect? No, I'm a long way from perfect. But glory to God, I am forgiven. I can tell you right now, I tried everything and nothing calmed me, but Jesus Christ did. Amen. Amen. Everybody in here that's saved knows what I'm talking about. Man, we get up on Saturday morning now, we ain't got to worry about what happened. I know what happened. Amen. I get up on Sunday morning now, I ain't got to worry about what friend I'm going to call and try to get up with today. I'm coming to church, glory to God. See, that's what Jesus can do for you. Jesus calmed him. Before Jesus, running around and all this stuff going on, after Jesus, clothed in his right mind. Somebody ought to shout right there, Brother Ed. In his right mind. Jesus said unto me, like I said, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That word rest right there, it means to repose. That word right there, it's a state of resting or being at rest. That's what we get when we come to Jesus. I'm going to be honest with you. Before I got saved, I was on a path of destruction. You understand me. I know all y'all know is the preacher. I could call some of my old friends, Gavin. They could come in and tell you some stories that curl your hair. That's right. I'm just telling you, I was on a path to destruction. And when I say destruction, I probably wouldn't have made it to 40 years old. But glory to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus calmed me. I don't know why. I don't know why, Greg. I just had an image of a wild horse. Y'all seen all the cowboy shows when they catch these wild horses and they break that horse. They don't break his spirit, but they break his will. And then that horse is obedient. Praise God. Amen. Jesus calmed me. Won't you notice another thing? Jesus cured him. And they came to Jesus, seeing him that was possessed, and we had the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Jesus took care of every problem he had. Amen. Chuck Swindoll said this, every problem is an opportunity to prove God's power. Every day we encounter countless golden opportunities, brilliantly disguised as insurmountable problems. What's going on in your life? How many of us today feel like we're facing insurmountable problems? How many of us today feel like we're facing all kind of things, physical things, financial, family? It don't matter what. I'm telling you, I got a God that cares about me. I got a God that came to me in all my mess. And if he came to me in all my mess, glory to God, he cares about everything that's going on in my life right now. He wants to help. He wants to help. There's an old story I read back up in the Appalachian Mountains, and this old man had one of these old country stores. Y'all know what I'm talking about, kind of out there in the middle of nowhere, wooden floor, you know, wood siding. And this guy come in, and this old man was known to have this old hound dog there. And all that hound dog did was whine and wail and whimper and carry on all day long. Somebody come in and said, what's wrong with that hound dog? The old man said, well, he's sitting on a cuckoo. He said, why don't he get off? He said, he'd rather holler. Some of y'all need to quit hollering and let Jesus take care of your problem. Amen. Jesus cured him. Heather, come on back to the piano. Every Christian in the house, look up at me. Jesus commissioned him. He said, I want to go with you. Jesus said, no, you go tell your family what I've done. Folks, that's our job as Christians, to tell the world what Jesus has done. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you need him to do?